thunder, 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 thunder. Oh!
What are you looking at, nerd? Huh?
Thunder nerds,
thunder nerds,
thunder nerds.
Get those nerds!
Welcome to Thunder Nerds. I'm Brian Hinton.
I'm Jeanette Zarr.
And I'm Frederick Philip Von Weiss. And thank you for consuming the Thunder Nerds, a conversation with the people behind the technology that love what they do.
Two tech good.
Pow! Boom! Na-na-na! Welcome, everybody.
Na-na-na!
Yeah! A little bit of Master P, that fun. Na-na-na! Sorry, guys.
We're at a front-end design conference in CAP, and we have live presentations going over here. Frederick, you know, it's usually so loud. But, yeah, we're excited to be here, and we have with us Tim Smith.
Tim Smith! Welcome to the show, Tim.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be here.
And it is an absolute pleasure to have you. Tim, I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about you, and then we'll go into your talk. Do you mind giving our audience a little bit of context about who you are and what you do, sir?
Yeah. So I'm Tim Smith. I used to be a web designer and front-end developer. These days, I don't get paid to do that anymore. I work as a podcast producer full-time, and I'm here to give a talk on front-end development because I still like to do that. So yeah, that's a little bit about me.
And you're an avid Star Wars fan, I believe, too, right?
Huge Star Wars fan, yes.
Thoughts on the last movie? Yay, nay?
I'm a big fan of The Last Jedi.
It seems to be polarizing for the audience.
Yeah, it's my favorite Star Wars film of all time. It replaced The Empire Strikes Back. I know that's a very controversial thing to say.
That is.
It's up there. It might be second for me, but yeah. Speaking of podcast producer, though, that's where I first encountered Tim. He used to have an excellent show called The East Wing that basically did a similar thing as us, where you interview people. Fantastic show. Is it still out there for people to actually listen?
Yes. So I actually made all the archives available.
Awesome.
Once again, you can find them on ttimsmith.com/podcast.
Awesome. And you do the YouTubes too, right?
I do have a YouTube channel these days because I'm not actually like making my own podcast right now. I produce others.
You should listen to his show. He has an excellent radio voice.
Watch the videos. Yeah. The YouTubes are good.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely appreciate it. So today you're going to be talking about CSS Grid, right?
It's actually tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow.
My talk is tomorrow.
Fun.
By today, I meant tomorrow.
What time again? Because I need to see that.
I think it's, I don't know exactly what time, but it's the one before the last talk given by Chris Coyer. So, nerve-wracking, for sure.
That's going to be super awesome, though.
Yeah.
CSS Grid is, such a huge thing right now, so, that's going to be super amazing. I'm sure it's going to be packed.
Have you done the talk before, or...?
Yeah, so I've done this talk at least three, four times, and I really like it. I wanted to make some changes to it, but actually I was kind of advised to not do any changes because the talk is centered more around someone who hasn't really touched CSS Grid yet, right?
Okay.
And what I wanted to do was kind of make it a little bit more advanced, but what I was told is no, people are still getting the hang of this. Maybe you should keep it on the beginner level, which is fine because I really enjoy kind of opening people's mind to this new CSS spec, right?
Yeah.
And that's what I've really loved about giving this talk is I feel like it's resonated a lot with people who have been using floats, have been using Flexbox for their layouts, and then suddenly realize, wow, this is amazing. This is what I wanted to do, and make it so easy. And that's the thing. I mean, the nice thing about CSS Grid is that it does make a lot of things very easy. Yeah. It makes a lot of things. You have to write a lot less code to do what you want to do, and That's amazing. That's what we've been wanting. A layout system that works well, that is easy to use.
And understand.
And easy to understand, because that's the thing. Like, with any new thing, there's always going to be a little bit of a learning curve. There's always going to be, like, a little nervousness around, you know, how do I use it? Where should I use it? Right? But as people start to learn about CSS Grid, I think they're going to be really excited with it. And I mean, it's just amazing to use. I've been using it in production for a while now.
It's interesting, because it's almost, I mean, obviously there's differences, but it's very similar to laying things out with tables. This
right.
concept of
right.
it is very similar. So it's kind of like, we've come full circle, but it's like an advanced, you know, morphed version 2 of tables.
Yeah,
and I think that's why it's probably easier sell for people to go from the flow model from to this, rather than going to Flexbox, because you might have a lot of people that are kind of deterred about going to Flexbox or thinking about going to Flexbox if they haven't already by now, because this is such an easier entrance. It makes sense.
Yeah. Well, the way that I like to explain it is that CSS Grid is kind of like your peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I'm a big peanut butter and jelly fan. That's the way I kind of like to frame it, because, you know, jelly is great on its own. Peanut butter is great on its own, I think.
Uh-huh.
But when you put these things together, that's when the magic happens, right? And that's kind of how I view CSS Grid with other layout models, right? So you've got a Flexbox, you've got a column layout.
Mm-hmm.
All of these things can be used in conjunction with each other. It doesn't have to be a decision of, well, I'm going to use CSS Grid here, but I'm not going to use any Flexbox or anything else, right? The magic happens when you introduce CSS Grid, when you have Flexbox, when you have all of these other different layout methods, and you combine them together to create this like awesome layout. That's where the magic happens.
Yeah, they all have a purpose. I've seen a lot.
Exactly.
I've seen a lot of people take CSS Grid for the main layout, and then within each grid container, do Flexbox.
Exactly.
That layout.
Yep.
So you use what makes the most sense, and they should all be used together. What do you think about mixing the older like floats with? Is there?
So this is something that I'm going to talk about in my talk. Like, you know, Flexbox still has its purpose. Don't think that you can't use Flexbox anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Floats still have their purpose. Don't think you can't use them anymore. What I'm trying to say is, like, let's remember what they were built for,
right? Yeah.
Flexbox is good at one-dimensional layout, right? Whether you're going horizontal or whether you're going vertical.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do both at the same time with Flexbox, or else you're hacking it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
CSS Grid is good at two-dimensional layout. It can go horizontal, it can go vertical, right? So when you need both of those, you want to use CSS Grid. When you want to float text around an image or something around an image, that is perfect for floats.
That's
what it was made for. That, you know, it doesn't mean you can't use that anymore. So that's kind of the way that I look at it. You can still use all these things. Let's just try to change kind of our mentality to use it for the right way.
Well, how did you end up learning about CSS Grid and all of its intricacies?
So Rachel Andrew published this book on CSS Grid a while ago. It was like a ebook on A List Apart. It was one of their series where it's like short books, even shorter than their actual books, right? And when I first read it, I was like, this is exciting. And I think this is going to be big. And I think for me, it was like, at the time, I really wanted to do some public speaking. So I thought, you know what? I got to learn this stuff, because I really missed out on the Flexbox train. Like, I was the person that I was like, no, I'm not going to use this. I don't know how to use this.
Sticking with tables.
With my floats, you know? And I said, I just can't do that with Grid. It's not right for my career, but it's not right for like the web as in general. So I dedicated like a weekend to reading throughout all of the CSS Grid documentation.
Wow.
And I don't know if you've read a spec on the W3C before, but it is highly entertaining content.
You will not almost fall asleep.
Yeah.
So Saturday night, a glass of wine.
Oh, it is amazing.
Pick your feet up. This is good.
Yes.
Hopefully in front of a fireplace or something like
yeah.
that.
Damn, that's romantic.
So
the polar bear rug?
The polar bear rug.
Aww.
Yeah. So
faux polar bear rug. Okay.
Yeah.
Right, not real, obviously.
Yeah, so reading the W3C spec was not all that fun, but it explains.
It's very informative, though.
Yes,
yeah.
It is very educational. And I always tell people, you know, when I give this talk, like, if you want to find out more information about this, you know, you can consult with this person, you can consult with this person. I always give credit to Rachel Andrew and Rachel Simmons because I feel, Jen Simmons and Rachel Andrew, because they really have pioneered these topics.
Yeah.
So I always say, like, people, you should check them out. But also, I always tell people, read the spec.
Mm-hmm.
If there is something that you don't understand about CSS,
it's all
read
there.
The spec.
Yeah.
Because it's boring, but it is going to completely inform you as to the big picture of something.
And the intricacies, the small,
yes.
little, weird
yep.
Ways things work. The SVG one is really interesting.
Yeah.
the amount of detail. You learn a lot about why something doesn't work a certain way,
right.
a lot more than you would just, you know, like, was it MDN? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I feel like MDN is also a really great resource.
Yeah,
And they also give examples, which I think is very important.
Yeah.
But the spec also has examples of how to use this, you know, where sometimes things break. So it's very educational.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So do you do any kind of tutorial videos out there to learn it? Anything
no.
like something like West Boss has out? What is it? He has that CSS grid website.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I think was it Mozilla that actually... I think they actually funded.
Yeah, they sponsored that.
Firefox.
Yeah,
which is pretty awesome. And
they have amazing tools for that.
Yeah, Firefox is really good at seeing,
seeing
how the grid lays out.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't have any tutorial videos, but I definitely recommend the ones from WestBoss. I definitely recommend the ones that Rachel Andrew has done. I think it's called CSS or gridbyexample.com.
Mm.
Jen Simmons also has... a bunch of tutorial videos on a channel, I think, on YouTube. It's called Layoutland.
Oh, yeah.
So these are excellent resources. People are already doing it, basically. So
yeah.
That's why I don't do it.
Let me ask you this. You said that you wanted it initially to go a little bit more of a deep dive into CSS grid.
Right.
And you know, people told you to try to, this is a new technology, let's try to keep it on a higher level,
yeah.
and you know, go into that maybe at another
day. I was advised that by friends. Yeah.
So, what were the more deeper dives that you wanted to go into? What are some of the things that you wanted to explain?
Yeah. So my talk goes into a few different like production level uh-huh. examples, right? Where these are layouts that we commonly need. Here's how to do them with CSS grid. What I wanted to do in a more deep dive was explain some of the more complex layouts that you can do with CSS grid, because like I told you, I've been using CSS grid in production since at least like August of last year. So in using it in production, you run into scenarios where you need something a little bit more complex. You're like nesting grids and figuring how to do that. Is something that I wanted to include in a more like advanced type of talk. And who knows, I might give that eventually. But you know, one of the things that that I came across was I was building a CMS for a company that I was working for. And in a CMS, like we needed a main grid to separate like a main content from the sidebar, but then you need subgrids inside of that to separate how fields work and things like that, which to me work perfectly with grid. And
mm-hmm.
and an example like that, I think, would be really good in a more advanced talk.
I would love to see that.
Yeah.
So next year, you have your task.
I know. Yeah. That's the thing, man. I mean, these things, like, I have to like sit down and say, okay, how long does this talk need to be, right? And then
yeah.
it's 45 minutes, and it takes so long to write these things.
Mm-hmm.
I
people don't realize the amount of work. Like the 30-minute
yes.
talk takes like months, possibly.
Yes. Yes.
But yeah, so really awesome to have you. Great to talk with you today.
Yeah, thanks
good,
so much.
Good luck in your presentation.
Thank you.
And,
I'm gonna need it.
You know,
I don't think you're gonna need
yeah.
it. I think you're gonna just fine.
You will. It'll be awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, so come down tomorrow. At what time are you speaking at?
It's the talk right before the last one. I don't know what time
just,
that is.
Just get here.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. In the morning.
You should be here right
day.
Now. Why are you here? All right. Thanks, guys, and thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Awesome.
See you in a little bit. Toodles. Thanks again for listening to another episode of The Thunder Nerds. Please follow us on Twitter at ThunderNerdsHo, on Facebook at facebook.com/ThunderNerds. Go to thundernerds.io for our website and find links to our YouTube channel and Instagram from there. Please send us any ideas or comments to connect@thundernerds.io. And if you would like to support the show, go to patreon.com/ThunderNerds or send us an email if you'd like to sponsor the show. Lastly, please remember to go to iTunes to give us a like or review. We honestly and sincerely appreciate it.
I like romance novels. They have happy endings.
I should have known the Territor didn't mean us any harm when the Sword of Omens didn't obey me. And anyway, it was just plain stupid to assume it might be bad. Just what the fuck am I talking about?